Well, you heard us talk about Conrad Murray and Charlie Sheen and all the other Hollywood types that are in trouble. Some are saying Conrad Murray should have been charged with murder. The involuntary manslaughter isn't enough. Well, it's hard to say. Will we see other doctors taken to task for the malpractice? And I'm using that term. I'm not alleging malpractice. I'm just saying the anti-Hippocratic oath. Is that how you say that? That they've done with the celebrities? We go back to Elvis and Dr. Nicopoulos back in the 70s. I remember that very well, and all the prescription drugs that Elvis wanted and got from his doctor and many, 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 many other doctors, and how Geraldo took that that story to task. And, hey, I'm a big Elvis fan, too. The beloved Presley was brought down to a mere mortal, someone who had a terrible prescription drug problem. Now with Jackson and maybe others, who knows? We look at Anna Nicole Smith. We look at Charlie Sheen and the domestic violence issue, and we bring up again the whole elitist Hollywood type of trial. Will Charlie Sheen get off? Will he get a slap on the wrist? Will Dr. Murray get off? Will he get a slap on the wrist? Will the Jackson family ever be satisfied? I think the big picture here is that those elitists, those in power, think that they can pull the strings of doctors, pharmacists, and everyone else out there to fuel their addictions, when really their addictions are killing them. And until governments and until those in charge decide to relook at the system and relook on how this enabling and how this abuse of prescription drugs and powers of doctors is causing such a huge problem, not only with celebrities, because we only hear about celebrities. We don't hear about the normal Joe Schmo who had a problem with addiction to pills, etc. Will we be able to actually sit back and identify this issue? I think it's a big one. I think it's something that needs to be taken care of. Illegal drugs are one thing. The so-called prescription drug addicts and the problems that they're bringing onto society is another thing, almost a bigger problem, in my opinion. Let's hope that the exposure of these trials like Jackson and Conrad Murray will bring governments to the forefront so they can start to legislate this a little bit better. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.